We continue our summer music series set list. Today we feature the Milwaukee rap group Automatic. They recently stopped by WPR to perform in our studio.
The group's frontman, Darius Windham, spoke with our own Maureen McCollum about the experience of rapping for the first time in front of an audience and how the feel of a song can be more important than the actual sound we hear.
'99 and Automatic came about at the same time. I used to be in a group called Classic, and once we disbanded Classic, Trell approached me about like starting up a group, and then we formed Automatic. But my plan was, before working on an Automatic album, was to do an experimental album under the name 3099. That didn't work because Automatic had sort of taken off, and so 3099 kind of got forgotten about, I suppose.
So with 3099, it's you and DJ JDL Rockwell?
Yeah, JDL Rockwell. Okay. Yeah, I write all of the lyrics. And then as far as how the music comes together, sometimes like he'll have like a skeleton of a beat, and then, you know, I'll listen to it and I'll write to it, and then I'll be like, okay, well, perhaps like I should play some keys here, or get a guy to like play a bass line, or I should get someone to do the drums or something like that. And mm-hmm. we just kind of put it together like that. Or maybe I'll start out and I'll have like some keys or something like that, and he'll add like some drums to it, and then we'll just kind of build on it like that. Everything that we do, it pretty much happens organically. It can be like, you know, we finish each other's thoughts pretty much when it comes to music. You can't fathom the passion I have when I had a bit of bad in my hands. I am the juggernaut running the brick walls low key. I'm the Hulk slamming low key on dope beats. Nothing to fear but fear itself. With that being said, I'm fearless. Nobody really knows what they want to hear till they're hearing it. So just listen, just experience.
And what's interesting about this project is it sounds so different from some of the work that you've put together with Automatic itself. Like, Automatic, it sounds like some of the older hip-hop that we heard, you know, more commonly maybe 20 years ago or so. And yeah. This sounds, I don't know how you would put words to how it sounds. How
it's
do you
weird,
describe
right?
it?
Like,
yeah, I like it, though. It's fun.
Yeah, okay, so, well, as far as Automatic is concerned, we grew up listening to music in the 90s, and that music made us feel a certain way. And when it comes to Automatic and, you know, JDL and I working on 3099, sound is not as important as a feel. You know what I mean? Like, the reason why, like, a lot of people, like, give us the 90s comparison is because, like, it feels genuinely like 90s music. It may not sound all the way like 90s, but the spirit and the feel of it is there. JDL and I grew up listening to, like, a lot of new wave and different rock influences, you know, house, and, you know, we wanted to take those influences and try to, like, recreate it. But it's all about making music that's relatable to everyone, you know, like, people go through times of, like, feeling self-doubt, being in love, being out of love, and That's what I try to write about.
The first song in the album, as I was listening to it, it almost sounds like you're questioning your musical path and just stress about the future. Is that what you were trying to communicate?
Yes. It was like something that I did not ask for. I was a pretty good basketball player back in the day, and that was what I decided was going to be my path. My plan was to be a 6'5 shooting guard, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And yeah, so I stopped growing when I reached like 5'9 and a half, so like my plan kind of changed. But as far as like music is concerned, like, one of my older cousins, like, he used to rap back in the day, and, like, you know, he was my idol. So, you know, I wanted to be like him because I didn't have any older brothers or anything like that. So there was this one time we were at my grandmother's, and I was asking him if, like, you know, I could rap with him. So, like, he was like, oh, okay, I'll kick it off and then we'll see, you know, what's up. So he started and then he passed it to me and things started moving in slow motion. I could not hear anything. All I could do is see their faces looking like, oh my God, this whatever I was saying must have been absolutely amazing, because like when I stopped, they just looked like mouths just dropped and they were like, yo, oh my God, that was so amazing.
Oh,
and
I'm like, great.
So it was just like from there, you know, I kind of felt like it was a gift, but at the same time, like, to be the type of artist that I am, like, it comes with certain sacrifices, like being in a healthy relationship, I can't really do it. Being able to like be around friends and family a whole lot, sometimes going few and far in between, because like I'm always in the studio or I'm always like, you know, somewhere performing. And then like from the financial standpoint, I currently work 3 jobs to support this music. I'm not an independent artist. This is starving artistry. Like, I basically have to make decisions like, okay, am I going to pay this cable bill or am I going to get this mixed and mastered? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I have to make like sacrifices that a lot of people aren't aware of. All those like frustrations, all those doubts and everything, that's what went into Ostinato. I could fall on either side, yo. Or maybe I need to swallow my pride, yo, and cut this BS and get a steady 9-to-5, yo. The industry don't seem like it's really finding my kind, yo. Maybe that's the reason why I've yet to be signed, yo. Or maybe I'm asking the wrong questions. Maybe I'm mediocre with a crew full of yes men. Maybe my biological could see into the future and he knew I'd be a failure. That's why he made his exit. I feel like life is, like, you know, a lot of people say life is too short, but I feel like life is very long, and life is extremely long when you're doing something that you don't love. And, you know, I just want to get to the point where I'm able to support myself by doing what I love. It's really crazy, too. Like, a lot of people, they come up to me after shows and whatnot, and they're like, dude, how come you're not signed?
Do you want to be signed?
I want to be signed to, like, maybe an independent label.
Sure.
That would probably, like, allow us to be able to, you know, do more shows nationally and internationally. I don't want to be, like, on a major label and be, like, super famous. I'd like to be rich. I want to get
comfortable,
to the point
go
where,
on some vacations. But
yeah, like to whereas I can be like, oh, really? It's supposed to be 30 in Milwaukee. Let's go.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, like that type of thing.
Yeah.
But to me, like, music is like the quality and the integrity of the music is most important to me. Strong enough to endure the pain a day longer. I reminisce on when hip hop saved my life. If I could relive that moment, would I decline the offer?
Maybe. I don't know. In Ostinato, you talk about reminiscing on the moment hip hop saved your life. Was that the moment when you jumped up on stage with your cousin?
No.
There was another
actually
moment.
That was actually about something a little more personal.
Okay.
When I was like 14, 15, I was under, like, you know, bad influences and whatnot. And I was feeling like I was in dire straits. You know, like, my mom is like my best friend. And, like, you know, we had been like butting heads and things like that. And basically, like, I kind of felt like I didn't belong here. I felt like I was way more trouble than, like, anybody intended. And so, like, I was thinking that the best way that I could take care of it was to end my life. I actually was, like, set up and, like, I was listening to music and I was going to do it. Well, this song by Outkast called Mainstream came on. For some reason, the words in that song spoke to me and it just kept me from ending my life, basically. So
I'm so glad you heard that song in that moment.
Yeah, it was crazy, but from that moment on, I felt like I owed music my life. this is my calling. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, I put out respectable music. Like, the thing with Automatic, like, the way that we create music, like, it's 98% clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we can seamlessly do shows at an elementary school to, like, adult venues, like, without changing anything. You know what I mean? And like, and to do that in a way that, like, we're not corny, like, it's not the Wiggles, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Or something like that, you know what I mean? Like, we're like, making music that, like, anybody can listen to. Like, that's really important.
They say it make you want to do right. Some say it make you want to do wrong. Inspire some to create a life. Inspire me to wanna write a song.
And I started thinking about, like, some of the people that I had been around and, you know, like, their negative views and their pessimism and stuff like that. And it was like, it takes the same amount of energy to be negative and pessimistic as it would to be positive and optimistic. So, like, I felt like my life already was terrible as I saw it. So I figured, like, if I flip the switch and I try to be positive and optimistic, you know, what would it hurt? And so, like, a month and a half after having that type of view, things started looking up. I have a saying, like, all things are possible through faith and the power of positive thinking. I say that 5 times a day, I pray 5 times a day, and you know, even when I'm in the most dire straits, you know, like, I keep it going.
Now as the beat breaks down, y'all, I want y'all to feel the love. I want y'all to feel the love. I want y'all to feel the love. Yeah. Love is complex. Who said it's gotta be simple? I think we get it.
That was Darius Windham of the Milwaukee rap group Automatic talking to our own Maureen McCollum.
Setlist Summer Music Series airs every Friday at this time until Labor Day weekend. Support for Setlist comes from Hyde Music. For more about the artists featured on Setlist, including songs and videos of their exclusive performances at our WPR studio, head over to WPR.org/setlist.
Hey, yo, we talking about love. Hey, yo, we talking about love. I said we talking about love. Hey, yo, we talking about love.